Okay. Good evening and welcome to Vespers. My name is Scott Kirshner, Village Pastor. I hope that you have a red hymnal and a supplemental song sheet booklet, which we'll need for our service tonight. And our Vespers service will be led by Mitch Dervillier. Mitch is a student at Wartburg Seminary. She is also someone who works at the ELCA churchwide headquarters in Chicago in a variety of capacities. She is wife of Louis, who we have met this week, and mother of four. And so we welcome Mitch in her leadership tonight, and we will begin with a song.
To begin worship tonight, I ask you to turn in the supplemental song sheet to page 3. As we begin by singing a greeting to each other that would be common in the Arabic-speaking part of the world. We'll sing together in Arabic, Salam Aleikum. Can we say that together? Salam. And actually, in this song, it's Salam Aleikum Le.
Salam Aleikum
Le. This song is from Ghana. The text is from northern Ghana, where more people would speak Arabic and perhaps be Muslim. And the tune is from southern Ghana, where more people would speak English and perhaps be Christian. So it's a nice wedding of those two parts of the country. And we'll sing it tonight both in Arabic and English. So listen once as Mary sings it for you.
Salam Aleikum la. Salam Aleikum le. Salam Aleikum le. Salam Aleikum le. Everyone. Salam Aleikum le. Salam Aleikum le. Salam Aleikum le. Salam Aleikum. May peace be in your hearts. May peace be in your heart. May peace be in your homes. May peace be in your land. May peace be in our world. Okay, and as opposed to what you see there, when we get to the word world, we're just going to go a world, and then I'm going to sing Salam Aleikum, and you're going to respond in a good Norwegian way. Hoya! So I'll sing, Salam Aleikum, Salam Aleikum, Salam Aleikum, Hoya, 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 Salam Aleikum, Salam Aleikum, Salam Aleikum. Let's rise. Salam Aleikum, le. May peace be in your heart. May peace be in our world. Salam Aleikum. Salam Aleikum. Salam Aleikum. Salam Aleikum. Salam Aleikum. Salam Aleikum. Salam Aleikum.
Let us pray. By your word, eternal God, your creation springs new life forth. And we are given the breath of life. By your word, eternal God, death and destruction is overcome. Christ is raised from the tomb. And we are given new life in the power of your Spirit. May we boldly proclaim this good news in our words and our deeds, rejoicing always in the powerful presence of you.
This is a reading from This is a reading from Jeremiah 29:11. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
All of you know about what happened last year in January in Haiti. It was an earthquake. When it happened, my cousin called me from Florida, and she said, you know, turn on your TV on CNN, there's something happening in Haiti. But I thought it was, you know, as usual, hurricane. So when I turn on the TV on CNN, and I see they were flashing photo prints, are saying that there's an earthquake. And then as time goes by, I saw that he was earthquake, and then news come that most of the people there were under the rubble. And as I was preparing to go to my son, meeting at school, it was time also for us to eat, and I was alone home with the kids. My husband was in South Africa, so I didn't have anybody to talk with, nobody to share my pain with. So I told my kids, let's pray. So when it was time to pray, no word actually could come out of my mouth because I couldn't talk at all. I was crying. I was thinking about, like everybody actually thought when you were in a time of sorrow, why Haiti? Why a country doesn't have anything? Why God did that happen? And I was thinking, like we are doing lamentation, our God was silent. We couldn't hear him. He wasn't there for us. And as time goes by that night, I realized that maybe God will not answer us. Maybe we'll not hear from him. He wasn't present for us in this time. And it's been 10 years, you know, when the earthquake happened that I've seen my family and I couldn't talk to them because there was no access to Haiti. I didn't know what happened to them. The first day, I tried to call, nothing happened. The second day, nothing happened. Third day, nothing happened. So I lost faith. And then at 5 o'clock in the morning, the fourth day, I called, you know, and then the first person that answered me was my brother. And I was so happy. And I said, oh, now God, you listen to me, you hear me. You know, I hear your voice. But when I heard that most of the people were under the rubble, they have nobody to claim them, and then they send them, you know, to the mass grave. And the song that I'm gonna sing, hears the voice of them crying for the voice of God, calling God with actually hope in the voice, hope for Haiti, hope for a better day, hope for education, hope for healthcare system in Haiti. hope for good government. Thing that actually human beings have the right to have. Give me one second just to breathe a little bit. Je peux colever ma travail, soleil fin couché, ma travail, mais tout le monde c'est bon, c'est bon Dieu qui crée, mais pour qui ça, moi pas ça joindre liberté. Liberté.
Liberté.
Oh, Papa Jésus-Christ.
Oh, Papa have listened to the voices that were calling upon you. They were calling.